producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Just like that.
Yeah, just like that. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Richie, would you look around for some more Good Day theme songs? I'd like to get a little more variety. You know how my boredom quotient gets high.
What's the dilemma?
What's the dilemma?
Are you ready for this?
Rich McFadden, Dr. Joy Brown is here with us. Dr. Joy, you can tell us why it is that my patience or tolerance for hearing the same thing over and over again is short. All right, what's the problem?
So we decide we're going to use this nifty idea of getting songs that use the term good day in them as our theme opening. We have, 15 or 20 in the bucket.
I don't think we had that many.
Of those 15 or 20, you have already killed seven, eight.
Okay.
So we're kind of like down to that. So now you say, okay, I want more.
Right.
Well, we've already gone through everything from the beginning of time until within the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So anything we add that is new is going to be new music, not something from 1980, 1970.
Oh, fine. Let's find something. Does Katy Perry have some song that has Good Day in it?
Well, and that would be the
Taylor
thing.
Swift.
Taylor Swift came out with a song that had Good Day. So your percentage of liking those
of approval
is likely not to be high.
Well, so it's worth the effort.
Let me
suggest,
children, that what you do is, Richie, without sort of making a big deal of it, just reintroduce some of the old songs in.
No, I'll yank them.
That doesn't work.
They'll be yanked. If I didn't like them and they got yanked, there was
it's a reason that you didn't like them is because you heard them all the time?
Well, maybe then that. They were too, because a lot of these have been in there for a long time. There are three or four that I really like. But
three or four isn't very many.
All right, Rizzi, go through all. We have what, seven? How many do we have in the rotation? Let's fix this right now. By the way, the feedback from listeners are that Joy is a great addition, Rizzi.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
It sounds like we have great respect for her. And we do.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you guys, I didn't want to be really ugly about it, but these are Joy's boys. I mean, they have shirts. I wanted to do them in sequence. They said no.
Yeah,
but,
right. Joy Brown is on the air from noon to three every day. A lot of great radio stations around the country. Been at her for a long time. She and I have shared a friendship for a long time. I think the first time we met was when we were doing a road show. And I'm trying to remember, Alan Combs, you and me, and I think Michael Reagan. Do you remember that? And I want to say it was in Florida someplace. Do you remember that? How long ago was that?
Who was the guy that out of Boston who went, he then came to New York, then he went to San Francisco, and he had torticollis, Gene Burns.
Gene Burns.
I think it was Gene Burns. So I think that was the four of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep. And there's the only you and I left. I don't know what that says about our longevity.
Okay.
But,
true. That's true. Well, we're going to be the last people standing.
It's okay.
I've got all of the rejected songs here.
All right, let's hear some of the rejected.
That's negative. Why don't you do the positive, the ones that are still there?
Well, because you're already bored with those. So we need to go and revisit. Revisit some of the things you've grown. You're tasteless. And
I already
you probably didn't
like
broccoli when you were a kid.
No, I did like broccoli, actually. I like green vegetables.
So here are the ones over the last couple of years that we've taken out, and you tell me whether any of them are acceptable again.
Good day, every day. Turn the clock, we'll free the brain.
I kind of like that. Kind of That's
okay. I'm surprised I took that out.
Yeah. See, guys, you argue with me.
Stop.
But, okay,
sorry. Come on.
I'm gonna.
Okay, so that one goes back in.
I'm gonna get psychoanalyzed. Okay. I know before.
Okay.
My rating just went down.
No, it's okay.
You give such good answers to everybody but me. I know. I've heard that a lot.
Really?
All right. So the next one.
Oh, you know it was a good thing.
I kind of like that. Kind of gospel-y.
That one's okay.
Okay, that one's okay. All right. Yeah. Hold on. Let's see. Next one.
Today was a good day. Oh, today was a good, good day. Had a fun time.
That's all right.
That one's okay, too?
Why did I take that out?
I'm
going to
end up having all of these.
Nah, I get tired of that.
I was once in an elevator with Johnny Mathis, and I said, could you sing?
All right, hold on, are you ready?
Yeah. I can't believe.
No, I don't want that one either.
Okay.
No, that one takes
that's your buddy Ice Cube, actually.
Yeah, okay. No.
That's Diddy.
It takes too long to get to the point.
That's Diddy.
Yeah.
That's okay,
don't
you
think? Who's that?
Manifest.
That's not bad, Doug.
All right, we'll come back to that one.
Yeah.
It's
with
Eddie Kirby.
That's all right. I like that.
Okay, all right.
I remember pulling all these out. I think you pulled them out. No. I don't know. Do you like this, Joy?
I do. I kind of do. Especially if I don't have to listen to it all the time.
Yeah.
It's part of the rotation. Because it's very female, and the rest of them are all male.
Yeah, okay. Well, we need to
do that. No, that's horrible. Yeah, that makes my teeth hurt. Yeah, not good.
It's stimulating for the audience, I'm sure. No.
Already, I hate this.
Yeah, no, it's too slow.
It takes too long to get to that.
But can't you speed some of these up so it's like Donald Duck? I like this.
I'm overriding you. I'm adding that one.
Yeah, really.
That's all of them. That's all the ones.
Well, but you put back in, what, five or six?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't it?
You've now doubled your...
That's really Cyrus.
Yeah, why did I take that out?
You didn't. I was just checking, making sure.
All right, so now we throw you that exercise.
A story from
Ohio today is that a church has filed a federal lawsuit against a strip club. They have cited a statute used by abortion clinics against demonstrators. This is this particular story goes back a long time. Protests, counter-protests, suits, counter-suits between the church and this particular club. The specific of the suit, they're trying to bar the Foxhole North Strip Club. Foxhole North Strip Club and its owner, Thomas George, and his employees from coming to church topless on Sundays.
The people are coming to church topless
to protest church members' demonstrations on the Friday nights the strip club is stripping. The strip club is across the street from the church.
Can I point out that church attendance has gone up by 500%?
My God, I would have thought so.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The New Beginnings Ministries runs this church. William Durfee.
Look, if you call yourself New Beginnings, that's right. Garden of Eden. I mean, I think topless seems consistent.
Yeah. Thomas George owns the strip club, and he's the defendant. Lawsuit filed by William Dunphy, who's a pastor at the church. Isn't it ironic that he likes to protest abortion clinics, and he uses that law to fight me, said George. The lawsuit was filed that invokes the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, a statute signed by Bill Clinton in 1994 that protects both reproductive health clinics and churches from protests that would intimidate or block access. The minister accuses the owner and his employees of intimidating and threatening his congregants.
All right, so they're not actually in the pews. They're out front.
This
topless.
Is Warsaw, Ohio, which is 60 miles northeast of Columbus, sort of center state, if you will. I know this little, it's a fairly small little town. But, man, this has put them on the map.
Absolutely. Not both the church and the strip club.
Oh, yeah.
Both of those guys, are, you know, it's one of those things that they would make a movie about. That they're going into back rooms and saying, hey, guys, look, if we do this, the collections will increase.
And the local police say that they are upset because it's draining county resources. Sure. For something, all these protests on both sides, because when the topless women show up at church on Sunday, the police get called. And when the protesters go over to the topless club on Friday, the police get called. And the police say, no, cut it out. But they haven't. They keep calling, and they're at each other, and one wonders what the resolve of this is.
Here's how it's going to get resolved.
Yeah.
The police are going to turn in the overtime budget, and the taxpayers are going to say, you guys cut it out. Completely. And then it'll all stop.
Yeah.
Because this is two guys who are both, you know, they're both getting off on this. They both have what we call subtext woo-woo going on here, right? They're both
subtext
getting secondary gain.
Woo-woo.
Yeah, they taught us that in graduate school.
Really?
Yeah, it's from the Greek, which means, you know, it's not what it
woo-woo.
Seems to be.
Yeah, right.
Subtext
right.
woo-woo.
I would think it's not what it is.
This is a lot of subtext woo-woo.
Yes, it is. The stuff trending at DougStephan.com today, Kim Davis. Standing her ground, but the same-sex couples are getting marriage licenses.
I told you she wouldn't let go of this.
Utah had some flash flooding in the last 24 hours. Yeah. 7 people were killed, 6 are missing. And the countries that are in the European Union are now bringing back old border controls, which sort of flies in the face of what the European Union was all about. So that's the heavy stuff. More of the lighter routines. Dr. Joy here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Got a craving you can't explain. Would you believe that you are what you crave? Well, it's true. What you crave says a lot about your deeply hidden personality. Here's the social science of it. Researchers found if you crave fantasy, then you probably want to escape reality. Run away from the usual malaise of the world. What about arousal and cheap thrills? No doubt you're into sports, maybe even caffeine, and you want to run away from your routine everyday world. And then there are those who crave relaxation. You want comfort food and TV, maybe even a little quiet and peace of mind.
Give me. I need.
What's the cheap psychological trick? All cravings mean one thing. You want to escape from what you consider routine. Why not? As long as it doesn't hurt anyone, hey, knock yourself out. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This bruising forward is the only player in NHL history with more than 600 goals and 2,000 penalty minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a rocket.
He's also the modern leader in Gordie Howe hat tricks, an unofficial stat for having a fight, an assist, and a goal in one game. So where is Brendan Shanahan now? Brendan has retired to the NHL's front office, where he's the league top enforcement official. He's responsible for doling out suspensions and fines for any sort of serious rough stuff. And he knows all about that.
And now Shanahan crash here on the center of the garden.
Remember, Brendan, half the game is mental. The other half is being mental. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Are early birds or night owls more successful?
According to research, morning people are because they tend to be more proactive.
Dr. Christopher Winter with the American Academy of Sleep Medicine offers these steps to change your internal clock. 1. Wake up early every day, including weekends.
2. Don't hit snooze.
3. Use light to trick your brain into thinking the sun is up.
4. Exercise.
5. Eat protein, which facilitates wakefulness. Skip carbs, which promote sleep.
6. Don't nap to fall asleep earlier at night.
Do this for 2 weeks to turn your inner night owl into a morning lark. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Yes, it's 21 after the hour. That's true.
True.
Yes.
Hey,
A. Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
All right, so we have our weekly list of the top songs, starting this week in 1982 with the Steve Miller Band and Abracadabra. Who remembers this? Crank it up, Regina.
I heat up, I can't cool
great song,
down.
Great pop song.
Got me spinning round and round, round and round. Round it goes, where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Captivate, let the fire get higher.
I want to reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. What a great word that is. Abracadabra. Abracadabra. I remember as a kid when I tried to perform mystery and magical performances for my family when I was 5 or 6. I used to say abracadabra or bitchy kaboo. I can think of nothing but boo to you or something. I don't even remember what, but I remember abracadabra and bitchy kaboo being part of it. All right, that's probably too much information about my...
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, 25 past the hour. Number one during this week in 1983, Billy Joel.
Tell her about it.
Another good pop tune, Ricky.
Every reason to accept that you're for real.
I just love the music of the
word
song.
Tell her about it.
So
the crazy dream. Let to know.
Billy Joel is one of those people who just he's the ever-ready bunny, right?
Yeah, his show is
different
great.
Kinds of songs.
I went to see him in Boston at Fenway Park. We went in July. It was a night, and it was fantastic. Much better than I thought it was going to be, frankly.
Yeah.
All right, so Billy Joel, during this week in 1983, big song, Tell Her I Love Her. Moving to this week in 1984, John Waite.
Oh, wow.
That's a movie song, isn't it? It's come out of a movie?
It didn't come out of a movie. I'm sure it's likely to have been used in one.
I ain't missing you.
I know you hate this song, Doug. Grammatically incorrect.
It's not great grammar. We can move on to a Tina Turner song from this week in 1985. This is from a movie, wasn't it?
Thunderdome. We did it yesterday.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, so we're gonna
have to do it. But it's good enough to do twice.
Is it really?
Absolutely. Yeah. It was just one forever.
I would say we stick with it, especially when you see the next song.
Lionel Richie. Number one this week, 1986, Dancing on the Ceiling.
Let's go back to Tina.
Yeah.
Fast.
Really? No, let's go to Whitney Houston fast. Somebody thinks it's a little sappy. But.
I was at a Halloween party at her house last year, believe it or not.
Last year? Who was there? She wasn't there.
No, she hasn't been for some period of time. But right. it was a costume, and they actually had a surprise birthday for me, because my birthday was actually halfway between it's in October. So.
Why were you at a party at Whitney Houston, dead Whitney Houston's house?
Well, it's a good question. I had a friend who asked me if I wanted to go to a Halloween costume Halloween party at Whitney Houston's house, and who's going to say no to that?
Yeah. She's dead.
Well, I know she wasn't there, but they actually had this huge big cake for me, and this guy was a cross-dresser as Joan Rivers and dropped the cake. And everybody thought it was part of the gig. And I didn't know anybody but my date, but it was an interesting.
Next
Robert Palmer, number one this week, 1988, Simply Irresistible.
Exactly what Joy said. When she was standing there at the cake.
Chocolate.
You still find it?
This was also in the play where the woman comes in the yellow dress.
Really?
All right, Doug, close it out with Robert Palmer here.
We did, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I mean.
And with who? Nah, Millie Benoit. Nah, it's 28
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
No, this one's been around for a while.
Is it yet?
You know what? This is. We had Billy Ray Cyrus on the show.
Yes.
Right after he wrote this this song, and you were like, you know what? This could be the theme.
I thought that we changed the lyrics for something.
Well, we told him. We said, you know, can we use this for the theme? This is what he said.
Theme for the Good Day Show from Billy Ray Cyrus. Billy Ray, you wouldn't mind if we use this as a theme to the Good Day program, would you?
You are a genius, Doug. It is perfect for your show.
It is.
The song is about those moments that you cherish, and I know that you guys entertain people every single day and lift people up, and that's what the song Good Day is about, and it was released 3 or 4 weeks ago to radio, and it is spreading like Hellman's mayonnaise.
That's good.
He was a good sport about it.
Yeah, he was. 34 after the hour. Speaking of good sports, Dr. Joy Brown is here with us on Good Day. Catch her program weekdays noon to 3 on many of these same stations. Go to drjoy.com if you want to figure out how to get in, get a question in. If you're not able to listen when she's on the air live, you can phone it in. You can do everything. You can even think it in. I got my...
No, that one, I'm going to have a hard time picking that up.
All right, okay.
No, we'll pick it up for you.
Send it through Uri.
Right.
All right, yeah. Richie is at the controls in our studio in Washington here, apologizing not often, but appreciating very often the power of the people who listen to this program, kind of like what Billy Ray Cyrus just said. I didn't say this in your presence last week, I don't think, Joy, but as a sort of introspective or self-reflective way of examining where I am in my life at this moment, I have never really thought much about my quote-unquote success. I attribute it to having good people around me. I attribute my work ethic to just who I am. The fact that this program has survived and will start its 28th year next month.
Wow.
The fact that I've done all these other things in my life. I never really think about me. I said, actually, but last night Meredith and I were talking about this, and I don't put myself first. And maybe that's a way, you know, you look at people like Howard Stern and Rush Limbaugh. I don't put you in this because you and I have had, I think, similar paths, similar frustrations, similar realities, because our approach on the radio and our approach in life to most of the things that confront us is to move on, move over, move up, whatever.
Well, and but be we, positive.
Yeah. Well, we work
we
on
for
things.
Happiness. Yeah.
Yeah. And the, but the first, I mean, you and I, nobody's going to ever have to have a benefit for the two of us. But we may have made, we've been very good, steady radio performers for a long, long time. And there aren't a lot of us who can say that, and I say that proudly, because I am, that's something that I've become more aware of and more proud of as the time goes by, because there are really, literally, fewer of us around. Never mind age, just fewer of us. No matter what, because there are fewer jobs, because everything's getting automated and everybody's getting fired and use this voice track for that. There's no reality left, for the most part, so that people gravitate to programs like yours and mine because we are real. There have been a lot of people in the last 3-4 months especially that have come around and said, do you realize what you've done with your life to this point? Because they could see, these were my friends, that I was down because I had to stop doing the farm the way I was doing it. I had to change the way I, if I have a farm, and I can never imagine not living on a farm, but I got to do it differently because it doesn't serve me anymore.
Yeah.
And that's something that's hard for a lot of people to realize. How do you move to the next thing? What serves you well and what doesn't serve you well? You can use that in relationships. You can use it in work. You can use it with your family. I have felt a different sort of, I was just sending a note to my two children. I spent the last 3 days with them in California. And it's very interesting, as a father, you think back to when your children were young. That's the definition for many of fatherhood. Richie is a father because he's taking care of and fathering and mentoring his two young children. So when you get older, you don't feel like you have to play that role. You
What's
don't
a different
feel like.
Kind of role?
It is. And that's the sort of thing I was getting to. That's it's like everything else is changing in my life. Relationship-wise, work-wise, family-wise. You know, and I have been conflicted through my life. This is me and the shrink. But maybe it plays well for people who are listening because it's a good way of you dealing with your own stuff. I have had my reliance on business and maybe the farm to a lesser extent to identify me. And yet I'm much better as a friend, and I'm much better as a father. Now that my children are older, I seem to be paying more attention to them. Not that I didn't pay a lot of attention to them when they were younger, but it wasn't always the right kind of attention. You know, we've talked a lot today about power and control and how it's exercised, and how I ask this of you, those of you who are parents, do you, and it's a fine line, this would be a good question for Richie, how do you not be overly, how do you be overly not controlling of your children and still have the control over them that they need, because they're looking, I think children want and need boundaries.
I don't think you have to control them.
No, you don't have to. No, but see, there's the difference. You have to control them, but they need to know there are rules, and they need to know, you know, that you were there to support
them. Boundaries are different
them.
Than control.
Mm-hmm. I watch a friend of ours who tries to be his kid's best friend.
No.
Bad idea.
Doesn't work. And the kid's a good kid, very intelligent.
No, bad.
But it just, it doesn't work.
No. You can be friendly to your children. You set a good example.
No, I mean, you know, my kids and I go out and do stuff. We hang out, you know, so we do.
But what happens, Richie,
stuff,
when they use the wrong tone? I can remember my daughter when she was 16 years old.
Right back into place when he talked to his sister in the wrong tone.
No, I'm talking about
friend.
You. Oh, my daughter said something to me when she was 16 years old, and I went right to her face.
Yeah.
And I said, I had my finger out. And the whole thing got, well, I mean, we laugh about it now. She said to me, okay, Daddy, you're going to hit me? Go ahead, hit me, hit me. Like that, like egging me on. And but she was a terror when she was that age.
You know, we just had this conversation with a couple of friends of ours. Our sons are 11. Mm. And we had the conversation because, you know, every now and then your kids, you know. I always remember when my brother turned 15, and my dad never, ever touched us. But this one time when my brother was 15, he got really...
He needed it.
Inappropriate with my dad.
Uh-huh.
And my dad went to grab him, and he said he didn't move.
Uh-huh.
So, and that kind of stayed with me, you know, because my brother and I were good, respectful kids. And I want to make sure that by the time...
You respect for your elders now, though.
Right. Well, just you. I just want to make sure that my son is a respectful kid.
Yep.
At the age of 11, so that when he's 15, and you can't, when they're at that age, man, they're kind of, you know, they're their own person, almost by
then.
They
figured it out. To sort of finish what I was saying about where we all are going and where we've been and the reflection that is necessary at various points in your life, I think thinking about that with my son and my daughter, who are both going through major, major changes in their lives. And they're good changes. They are wake-up changes. They are adult changes. And I have, you know, it is sort of what's your priority relationship. And my priority relationship has been with my children. And that's not the way it is now. They have, my daughter has a husband, and she has a son. And those two relationships are appropriately the most important relationships in her life. And my son, sort of the same way, figuring out in his way, but his relationship with my daughter, the two of them are very close. So it's almost the four of them, if you know what I mean. There's the parenting they've decided, my daughter and her husband decided they were going to bring nobody in to help raise the children. So they were fortunate because they're both profs, so they can choose their hours. So when Megan's teaching, Matthew's not. And so they're always with the baby. And if, in fact, they both have to be at school at the same time, then Brendan works his schedule around so he can take the baby. And it's just the three of them. And they have decided they want no schooling. They don't want to put them in daycare. They don't want to do any of that stuff. And I'm very proud of them for having figured this out. But it really is it's a definitive sort of delineation of how life has changed, because they don't need me.
Right.
That's the reason. They
the
don't
crazy
need
part
me.
Is when they start taking care of you.
Yeah, well, it's not...
Like, we take my brothers and I take care of my mom. I mean, she lives by herself, takes care of herself, everything. But, you know, we are the ones that are there for her.
Well, Megan's husband's father is 80-something or other, and he's not able to care for himself by himself anymore. So they put him in an assisted living place, and they spent a lot of time this weekend talking about that. And I know they were talking to me, and I assured them that the circumstance they found themselves in with him, they will not find themselves in with me. But it's just, you know, my priority now, my prime relationship, is with Meredith. Not that I didn't want it to be that way, but I never clarified what, you know, in my own mind, in anybody else's, in my own mind, what the priority relationships are. And I think that's what happens a lot with people. They don't realize what the priority relationships are and how to conduct those priority relationships. And so I just think, and I think that's what happens when people get a little older and they've been married for a long time and the children are gone, and this is what happens. The kids don't need you anymore, and you're looking at somebody that you don't really like and haven't liked for much of your life, and you think, okay, this is over, what do we do now? And I think that's what, Joey, you must have a lot of people that come to you that say, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't really like my spouse. And I certainly don't want to make them my priority relationship. I got to go, develop a relationship with friends or maybe find a new person in my life. But it's about, I can see where a lot of people who are my age who come to this realization and they get frustrated or angry about it because it requires them to change their focus.
Change is difficult for people. I think the only way to kind of avoid those cataclysmic things is to kind of do pretty periodic updates. Mm-hmm. Because your kids haven't really needed you for a long time. And they needed you, with all due respect. And they just need you in different ways. And it's, you know what it is, when it comes down to it, it's not even need, it's not even emotion. It's time spent. And if you think about it, that's really the shift. Of spending less time at work. Your kids are willing to devote less time to you because they devote more time to each other and to their child. So the issue isn't involvement or caring. It's not even changing responsibilities. It's changing delineation of time.
So
and
also, time's and well,
what all we got.
And that's, you know, when I think about how the farm sort of has gone away, at least the way I've done
it
before.
That time.
Now I have more time to do other things.
And the question is, what do you do with that time?
I have lots to do with it and lots of things that I want to do with it. And maybe the most important is develop a good personal relationship, which I've never had in my life.
Well, things do take time, and we have different priorities, as you point out, at different times. But instead, I think the most important thing, as far as I'm concerned, as a therapist, is you don't look back. You just say, okay, what would I like? What do I want that I don't have right now, and how do I get it?
In the
rather
now.
Than
be in
yeah,
the
of trying to compare it to what you were, what you wished you had. Just stay where you are, and what do you want going forward? What do you want in the next year? What do you want in the next 5 years? What do you want written on your tombstone? How are you going to spend your time? Because that's how we define our lives, is how we spend our time.
How would I like to have what on my tombstone? I'd like to have a picture of a cow poop on that.
Well, I think we can manage that. There are a lot of people who think of you as cow poop now.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This running back scored 7-point return touchdowns and rang up 14,000 all-purpose yards in his 10-year all-pro career, all at just 5'7".
Dave Meggs inside the 30, and the rookie takes it the distance with no flags on the field.
So where is Dave Meggs now? Dave became a punt return consultant with the Dallas Cowboys under his former coach, Bill Parcells. Since then, Dave has had several run-ins with the law. In 2010, he was convicted of burglary and sexual assault on a 20-year-old co-ed in South Carolina. The judge sentenced him to 30 years in prison.
Lose a tackle at 35, 40. He's at the 45, 50. He's at the 45. He's down the sideline. He will score!
Dave Meggett, a true star of the 90s. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Causes updates you on animal rights, the environment, autism, gay rights, and more. But it has technical issues. Causes. Struck out.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
She was a top seller at two companies, but quit both after men got the promotion she deserved.
While writing a book to help other women, she realized she was writing a business plan for herself.
With $5,000 in life savings, she bought the recipe for a skin softener, furnished a small storefront, and launched Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Mary Kay Ash gave women an opportunity to be in business for themselves, and she used incentives to reward high achievers, like the pink Cadillacs that have become a national symbol for her multi-billion dollar company.
How can you help others avoid pitfalls you've experienced? Your solution could lead you to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Cheating may be alive and well in our school system, and recently a mom emailed me that her daughter thought that another child in the class was cheating off her paper. She asked how to handle it. Here's the developmental science of it. 1st, the mom and daughter worked out a plan, and here's what they came up with. The child decided to tell her friend that she was uncomfortable with cheating. No accusations, just explain the discomfort. Then the daughter decided to make it clear to her friend that she would abide by the school's honor code and tell the teacher if she thought there was cheating for sure.
Those people are nothing but vile, cheating, lying scum.
But the child decided on her own to cover her work and remove the temptation. What's the cheap psychological trick? Preemptive honesty is worth far more than a pound of teacher cure. Hey, check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
It is time to move forward, as Joy said. So let's move forward. 51 past the hour, and good day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
All right, everybody, shake your hips. Doggies, too.
Ooh, it's time for Warren Eckstein, the professor of poodles and poodlery, is here. Never been introduced that way, Warren, right? I always try to find something exciting and new to bring you in. He's the host of the Pet Show, and there are lots of discussions about poodles, as well as other dogs, you know, cats, whatever you got around. I saw a picture on Facebook last night. Meredith was going through her pictures with me, and there's a picture of a cat holding a little turtle. The cat was actually a kitten, and there's a little tiny turtle that was between its paws, which I found interesting. Isn't it true? I want to get to a couple of things that I got to do about for Cedarside first, but I'm thinking, Warren, that there are probably some very interesting pictures and realities of various animals getting along with other animals that you would never expect to be compatible. Let's talk about that in just a second. If you need to keep the bugs out of your home and away from your family, Cedarside, C-E-D-A-R, Side, C-I-D-E, Cedarside, is the answer. And the website, cedarside.com, is where you will find all the information about natural and organic pest control solutions. Cedarside.com. Get rid of things that will harm your family, your pets, your home, your lawn. Cedarside. Go to cedarside.com. Use the coupon code Doug and get free shipping for whatever you order. Or you can call and talk to the operator who's there to handle the order if you feel better about doing that. 800-842-1464. It's using Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Kind of a cool concept. 800-842-1464 or go to cedarside.com and use the coupon code Doug for free shipping. All right, so, Warren, the kinds of things that we don't expect to happen when it comes to pets and compatibility, it appears that dogs don't like cats, for example, or they don't like squirrels. But there's always an exception to that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, the exception is the rule. The majority of dogs do very well with cats. The majority of cats do very well with dogs. So it's that fallacy of dogs and cats not getting along. I don't often say this, but at one point in my life, I owned. I lived with 30 rescued dogs and 27 rescued cats.
Oof.
They all got along. They were all friendly with each other. But it's all a matter of socializing and exposure. Obviously, if they're not exposed, they're not going to get along. Listen, I used to have a cockatoo that used to ride on the back of my cat.
Really?
And you would think birds and cats don't get along, but it's all how they're socialized. Animals have a better, a much easier time of adapting than even people do.
Yeah, all right. There's a video that we had posted at DougStephan.com the other day from the folks at the Australia branch of the World Wildlife Fund with a GoPro camera. They gave a turtle's eye view of the Great Barrier Reef. I find things like this fascinating. What you can do, you've seen pictures that have come from dolphins that have had cameras, dogs even. We were thinking about doing the Charlotte cam, and I've been putting a camera on my cows, too, to get the world from their perspective, at least what they see. What do you think is the best example? Hey, I'm sure you've experienced a lot of these sort of things. What's the best example of this, Warren, you can think of?
The best example is I just went to a special service for 9/11 last week. And as you know, I spent time there with New York City Police Department Canine Unit.
Right.
And some of the dogs were wearing cameras because they were able to get into places that we couldn't. And we were able to visualize and see if there was anything there. So I think the concept of police dogs wearing cameras and other dogs wearing cameras, I think it's a great idea. I think we're gonna, and even animals in the wild, because we can learn it from them. Once a person gets involved, the animal's kind of like not himself. If the animal just has the camera on him, then we'll get a real image of what's going on.
Did you talk about on your weekend radio show, the pet shows heard around the country on hundreds of great radio stations, Warren talking about pets, etc., about the Oakland Zoo launching a way to raise money? They've got paintings that are done by their animals.
Listen, I've been to the Museum of Modern Art. I like the animal paintings. I understand them a lot better than I do some of the abstract paintings I've seen at other museums.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea and a great way to raise money, too.
It is. And fascinating to see how creative it is. You can check that story out and some of the paintings at DougStephan.com. You have posted on your Facebook page a story and information about what it's like to live in a dog retirement home. A doggy retirement. I didn't know these places existed.
Yeah, it's a great idea. It's something that's more up and coming. Let's hold off for next week. I want to do a whole report on retirement homes for pets. I think it'd be a great thing to talk about.
Retirement homes for pets. All right. Don't let me forget. Warren Eckstein. Check out his website, thepetshow.com, and also check out hugsandkisses.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.